Richard Reed, the so-called shoe bomber, pleaded guilty this morning to trying to blow up a transatlantic flight. He also acknowledged that he was a follower of Osama bin Laden. Reed, a British citizen, was accused of trying to murder the passengers and crew aboard an American Airlines flight bound from Paris to Miami in December. The plane was diverted to Boston. NPR's Chris Arnold is outside the federal courthouse there. What did Reed plead guilty to, and did he express any remorse at all?
Hi, Madeline. Reed pleaded guilty to all 8 counts against him, and I won't list all of them, but they included attempted murder and attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. These will hold, according to the prosecutors, you add it all up, at least 60 years in prison as a sentence and possibly life. That's not a final word on that. The judge has some discretion, but that's where it stands. And as far as remorse, his tone was vaguely, it was incongruous, really, to the setting. The judge, as he was explaining, you know, exactly what was going on and what it would mean if he did plead guilty, the judge struck a kind of paternal tone. And Reed, you know, who admitted to or who said he had just a 5th grade education, kind of seemed like almost like a kid in trouble or something. He was smirking and looking down at his knees and looking back up at the judge. And at the end, though, when it came time for him to really plead guilty, he lost any smile on his face, and he became very serious and seemed like he very much understood what he had done and what he was pleading guilty to.
And I understand this came as quite a shock to prosecutors that he did plead guilty. Why did he do so?
Well, in his words, because I've done the acts, I believe is what he said. You know, his attorneys, too, had made a motion to strike some of the language. Reed on the stand today when he got up there, you know, didn't seem to take issue with much of any of it, you know, and he, you know, there'd been talk of whether the language involving Al-Qaeda would, you know, be removed. The judge decided not to do that. And Reed, you know, openly said that he has pledged, in his words, to bin Laden, and he's an enemy of the United States. The one thing he did take issue with was the fact that this was not an act of violence in his mind, but an act of war.
So will he get any special consideration for having pleaded guilty?
Not that I'm aware of. The prosecutors were going to great pains to say that we struck no deal with this man. You know, I don't think anybody wants to look like they're being soft on terrorism, certainly, and they say no deal at all was struck. When it comes time to sentencing, whether or not that will factor in, the judge has discretion there, and it's hard to say at this point.
And could you tell if he had consulted with his lawyers before making this plea?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the judge spent half an hour with Reed today going through, you know, have you talked to your attorneys? Do you understand what you're doing? Do you feel that your attorneys have represented you well? They went through a whole list of questions. Reed said, you know, I don't support your system, in essence, but given that, you know, yes, he answered.
And quickly, any idea when he will be sentenced?
January 8th is the next hearing. It's a sentencing hearing, so it looks like at this point that's when he'll be sentenced.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Madeline.
NPR's Chris Arnold in Boston.